Texte numéro 57. How a vacation to Hawaii can be relaxing for tourists and harmful to its residents. Hawaii is famous for its striking blue waters and impressive surf spots. But as it exists now, the powerful tourism industry dictates the lives of native Hawaiians, often for the worse, said Kyle Kajihiro, a professor at the University of Hawaii and activist for the rights of native Hawaiians. The tourism industry in Hawaii powers its state revenue, but that reliance on tourism has resulted in native Hawaiians getting priced out of their homes, climate change causing great damage to the natural landscape, and a lack of respect for the 50th state that is also the ancestral land of more than 500,000 people. The industry must change to improve the futures of native Hawaiians, Kijihiro said. Tourism is Hawaii's largest single source of private capital. But what's profitable for Hawaii's economy can negatively impact the lives of native Hawaiians and year-long residents for whom living in Hawaii is no vacation. To combat drought conditions, residents last year were asked to reduce their water consumption or face a fine, while large resorts continued to use far more water. In 2021, there were more than 6.7 million visitors compared to 1.4 million permanent residents, which can cause carbon emissions to surge and overuse of its beaches, hiking trails and other natural wonders. Hawaii has even been called the extinction capital of the world for the number of species that have gone extinct or are at high risk of dying out. In an effort to reclaim the histories of Hawaii and educate visitors about the negative impacts of colonization, militarization, and tourism, Kajihiro created the Hawaii Detour Project. By including tours to locations like the Pearl Harbor Memorial, this project aims at showing the real history of Hawaii beyond the beach and to connect tourists with local attractions that emphasize cultural and environmental responsibility. I guess it could be seen as a good sign that people want to learn and be more responsible as travelers, he said. Kajihiro also believes that making fundamental changes to the tourism industry should begin with returning rights to native Hawaiians and letting them decide how they want their culture to be shared and consumed. There is already a model of this in New Zealand, where the Maori people have control over how their culture is represented and experienced by tourists, with an emphasis on mutual respect. Let's abolish the word tourism, Kajihiro said. The very term privileges the consumer, the act of consuming places, and the transactional relationship. Instead, he said, visitors should rethink travel as entering somebody else's home, respect their hosts, express their gratitude, and act responsibly. Adapted from CNN.com, August 2022.